Okay, I'd like to call the meeting of the PNB to order. Let's see, what time is it? It's 5:15 Pacific time on August 29th, 2005. And if we could start with the roll call, Donna.
Okay. Marty Derwin.
Here.
Steve Pierce.
Here.
LaVarn Williams.
Present.
William Walker. Adi Sabah.
Here.
Sar Randhawa. Sar Randhawa. Okay. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Maria Armunian. Julie Chavez Rodriguez.
Here.
Donna Warren. Here. Joe Montez.
Here.
Nkosi Kamal.
Here.
Wendy Schroll.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
This is Teresa. I'm back on.
Patty Heffley.
Here.
Ray LaForest.
Here.
Bob Letterer.
Here.
Michael Warren. Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Mark Roberts.
Here.
Rob Robertson.
Here.
Serena Shakir.
Here.
Okay. Madam Chair, excuse me?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was going to call you absent. Okay.
Did you hear my name? This is Teresa.
Yes. Madam Chair, the only two people who are not on the call are Michael Warren, three people, Maria Armunian and William Walker. So we have 19 present.
Wow, this is great. Okay, moving right along to the approval of the agenda. I sent out the agenda last week and then also resent it just minutes before this meeting. So are there any... Oh, and I had one quick, it was a typo that I wanted to point out. The low power FM regulations was not supposed to be a subset of ED update, but it was a standalone. There's actually a motion that's going to be brought before us.
Move to approve.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Teresa. I have something to add.
Okay,
well,
yes, Teresa.
Don't we need a second to the motion to approve?
I would like to add something to the agenda. It appears, unless Donna tells me otherwise, that the PNB has not selected a KPFT representative to the National Governance Committee.
Why would I tell you that?
Well, I thought maybe it might be in the minutes. I just don't remember who it was, and I think we don't have one since Mike Martin left. I think we forgot to elect another director to the PNB Governance Committee.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I cannot tell you that.
Well,
not right now. I would have to look at the minutes. I would have to research that.
Well, this is Wendy. We have four directors from KPFT on the call. Are any of you guys it?
Nope, not me.
I was under the impression that Teresa had replaced Mike. But
what do you say, Teresa?
I will be happy to serve if the PNB puts it on the agenda and elects me to that. I think it needs to be done officially, and I cannot remember doing it officially.
So
I'm sorry.
Can we just add that, Julie?
Okay.
I think it'll take 2 seconds.
Is that an old business or new business?
And what was that, Madam Chair? Election of a director to the Governance Committee from KPFT?
Yes. From KPFT.
Okay.
Do we need a two-thirds vote to get that onto the agenda?
Not before it's approved.
Okay. Thank you.
Julie, I had one issue this day.
Yes.
It's actually in the rules of the meeting. You posted what I think is a special rule of order about restricting the number of times people can speak, and I'm not certain that can be done just by the chair, but I don't know. Maybe someone else knows better than I.
Yes, it can be done by the chair.
Are there objections to it? I hope not.
Well, what is being 2 minutes per comment? And it says what it says here, we will be restricting comments to no more than 2 minutes by any member in any given discussion, with a time limit of 2 minutes per comment. Now, my question to Julie is this: is that if, for example, Dave makes a motion on one thing or another, and then there's a substitute motion, and I've spoken once, speak twice, and there's an amendment to the substitute, I can't speak again?
You know, I didn't really, I guess, give it thought in terms of drilling down to substitutes. My thought would be, I guess just restricting it to two per issue, so if there were amendments that came up, that there would be the flexibility for you to comment twice again. I guess what my hope was is that just as a board, we can use a little discipline to see if
I think the idea is great. It's just, I just want to make sure that, you know, at least there is that flexibility, that it's not, like, so rigid.
Okay.
Could we leave it to the discretion of the chair?
Okay. What was that?
William Walker is on the call.
Hello, William.
I'd like to
speak
to it.
Okay.
May I speak to it, Julie?
Yeah.
I think we should just agree to try and do it that way, but again, I do think it is a special rule of order. And just because I think there are going to be occasions when it should be left up to your discretion, I just think we should agree by common consent to try and limit our comments.
Okay.
One last item.
Uh-huh.
Chair.
Yes.
Under executive session, where it says KPFA, it should be lawsuit as well as personnel matters.
Yes.
So that should be executive.
Yeah, you know, another member had actually brought that to my attention. So, yes, it was
great.
Looking at the entire, I guess, group of issues at KPFA.
Perfect.
So is that in public session or is that an executive session?
Executive.
And that's going to be tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a quick question. Was the matter of seating Brian on the ESC resolved?
What was that?
There was the issue of seating Brian DeShazer as the national staff rep to the executive search committee?
No.
I don't know if we ever resolved that.
No.
Anybody on the ESC want
to?
It was never resolved.
Yeah, I think that would be good. And maybe we could do that under ED update, the first item before AD update, sorry. ESC report. Maybe part of that, we could bring that up. Is that okay, Mark?
Well, what I was hoping to do was just do it under the ESC report to talk about, you know, as one last item.
Okay. And then we could discuss it, because I think the ESC is all supportive of that.
Okay.
I think. I'm not sure.
Great.
I'm almost positive that's the case.
All right. Are there any other additions or changes to the current
to
agenda?
The south. So tonight we'll just have cloudy night, chance of showers, low 72.
Hello?
We will have some showers.
Yeah.
And a high 82.
Someone's going to have showers.
Do you all hear that in the background?
I hear it, a weather report.
Yeah.
Somebody probably has the radio on hold.
You don't need no stinking showers.
So if there aren't any other additions or changes, I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Donna?
Could you repeat what was added to the agenda? The only thing I got was that we were going to elect a director to the Governance Committee from KPFT. I didn't get the rest of it.
Well, there's also something, just a further agenda item under the ESC report that they'll cover in terms of adding Brian to the committee, and then also ensuring that on the KPFK issue, it's the lawsuit and other personnel issues, or impending personnel issues, I guess.
That's KPFA.
Yeah, under executive session.
Okay. KPFA. Thank you. And Madam Chair, I'll volunteer to be the timekeeper.
Great. Thank you, Donna.
Okay.
All right. So moved.
Hear me? Can
so
you hear
moved.
Me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Teresa?
Is there a place on the agenda? I just scrolled through one of the agendas that I have on my screen. Is there a place on the agenda for update on the PNB board meeting?
That is important, actually, because the coordinating committee did pass the motion that we want to recommend to the full PNB about the meeting times and so on.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and add that, and that should be a quick update. I'll add that to the end after we elect you as director.
Nothing is ever...
Until we get to that point, I want everybody to be thinking about when you're flying into town, because I need to know that ASAP.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
So is there a motion before us?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so moved and seconded. All those in favor of approving the agenda? Are there any objections prior to approving the agenda? Okay, hearing none, let's move to the next agenda item, which is approval of minutes. Donna, I know that you had sent around a spreadsheet, just identifying what minutes are still missing. Are there any that are before us that need approval?
Madam Chair, let me kind of explain. What I did is I went to the minutes from our last meeting, and I try to follow your instructions as closely as I could. That spreadsheet that I sent around, those are all the minutes that I have to date. Now, there's a couple of meetings that are missing. I hope that we can go ahead and work on that, and maybe we can approve those in September. And I did send a set of the minutes to every person, including your email addresses and a little note that said, please, if you didn't receive these minutes, do some personal responsibility and make sure that I have your correct email address, and also to look at the minutes. So everyone did receive the minutes yesterday, and they also received them usually between 5 and 10 days after the minutes were taken in the appropriate time. So there is a list of minutes, and I can pull it up if you want me to. I don't know if people already have that in front of them or not.
Well, I thank you, Donna, for sending that stuff out. I guess the point that I'd like to make is just that we can all be diligent about reviewing the minutes before our September meeting so that we can go ahead and get the pending minutes off of the shelf. And in the meantime, Donna, if maybe you and I can work on getting the missing minutes so that we can try and, since this is our last in-person board meeting, kind of wrap up the year, or at least the year-to-date minutes.
Can I ask everybody if they received my correspondence that was dated August the 28th that actually detailed all of the minutes that we believe were taken?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay, because I only heard back from one director, and that was Director Lederer, who was, by the way, very helpful in trying to get the corrections made. So, yes, Madam Chair, we'll be more than happy to do whatever you direct me to do.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that we adopt the minutes, and I also want to thank you, Donna, for all of your incredible work. I didn't send anything back because I was just overwhelmed.
Okay, Mark.
Okay, is there a second?
What minutes are being proposed for approval?
Mark, do you want to specify dates, or is it everything that Donna sent out?
It's everything that Donna sent out.
I sent out minutes for January, April, May, June, and July. I didn't send out any minutes for the 28th meeting or the March 22nd meeting because, to tell you the truth, I couldn't find the minutes, but on the website there was listed that we had teleconferences those two times. Now, I need to work on those two.
Everything else, I sent out January the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, April the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 25th, May the 31st, although there may be another one in May that I didn't send out, June the 13th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 27th, and July the 25th. Now, what we've already approved were the executive session for June the 17th, 18th, and 19th. No other minutes have been approved.
All right. Thanks for that clarification. So is there a second to Mark's motion?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections to approving?
Yeah, Julie, this is Bob.
Yes, Bob?
Yeah, I went through all of these minutes in great detail, and Donna did a fantastic job. Unfortunately, for reasons that are not her fault, there are some errors, most of which, which I sent my corrections back to her. Most of them are things the board doesn't even need to worry about, like spelling or the proper name of a committee or something like that. But there are some substantive errors that would take time to go over that we don't have tonight. So much as I would like to move this on quickly, I think we should probably take the time over the next couple of weeks to review, you know, what I'm suggesting needs to be corrected, just to make sure other people agree with those corrections. In the case of the January minutes, there was actually an entire section of the minutes that were left out, I think because those were the ones that were transcribed by somebody that the foundation hired, and somehow an entire motion was not included. And another section of the meeting was repeated. So that's the most serious, but there's also other things where parts were left out. I listened on to the archive this evening to try to reconstruct part of it, and I sent that to Donna, but I just think the board needs to look at mine, and maybe other people, if they haven't had time to go over it, may find corrections. So
yes, Madam Chair, I need to ask Director Lederer, were there any minutes that you reviewed that were ready to be approved at this time?
Yeah.
Madam Chair, someone seems to be sleeping and snoring.
I believe one of our members has a medical issue with that, and it may be that person.
Okay.
And it's a fairly serious medical issue.
I didn't hear that, but anyhow, which minutes were those?
April 25th was fine, although the words draft, of course, should be removed.
Okay.
And most of them are fine except for these minor kind of spelling and copy editing things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we want to hold those up for that.
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I'm uncomfortable if one director has found certain things. I think we should all have the chance to go over them carefully. So I'd like to move to table approval of minutes, all of them, till the September meeting.
Second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections to tabling?
I have a comment, Madam Chair. I think that that's fine, what Director Adelson proposed, but I think that the directors real need to go ahead and look at the minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Donna. So if there are no objections to tabling approval of minutes, I'd like to move forward.
Well, just a quick follow-up. Can we all agree that if anyone else has corrections to send them to Donna, and by a certain date she'll consolidate all the proposed corrections and send a new batch out to us, and we really need to look at them before the meeting so we can do it very quickly.
I will go ahead and make that commitment. I'll have them out to you. Maybe we can set, Madam Chair, a deadline right now. The PMB is on the 23rd. If people send me the corrections by the 15th, I'll make sure that I get the correction. No, wait a minute. Let me back up. I need a couple of days. If they send them by the 14th, I'll make sure by the 16th that I have incorporated all the corrections and will send out a new set.
Okay. So can we agree to give Donna any changes on the minute by September 14th, the end of the day, and that she will have them out to us by the 16th so that we have enough time to re-review them and approve them at the September board meeting.
Julie, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave?
I think we should do it shorter than that so it can be included in the board packet, which is a foundation record. So,
yes.
If we leave it for 2 weeks, what's going to happen is anyone who hasn't done it in the first week is not going to remember anyway. So I think we should do it by the end of this week.
Good point.
Okay. So
by the 7th?
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. So then by the end of this week, meaning Friday, September 2nd?
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't we say Monday and give people the weekend?
Okay.
I'd say Tuesday. Monday's a holiday.
Right.
Okay.
So what date is that?
It's September 6th.
Okay, so the directors are to have their corrections in to me by September the 6th?
Yep.
Okay, and I'll have them back out to you by the 8th.
And if
thank you, Donna.
If people can use the track changes feature on Microsoft Word, it would be much easier for Donna to see what you're changing or what you're proposing to change.
Great. Thank you all for those suggestions. Moving forward, let's go to the ESC report. Mark? Hello?
Hello?
Mark?
Mark might be muted.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Yes, I'm here, right?
Yeah. Hi, Mark. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, Executive Search Committee report, which I submitted. Let me get it before me. There are a couple items, and I know that there have been some questions raised. All I can, what I will do is report on what the committee has done to date. And once again, the committee members are myself, Fatty, Wendy, Maria, Bob, Steve, Dwayne, and Ron. On outreach, and we have compiled a list of places, listservs. We also did some print media. And the result was we've received about 70 resumes for the ED position. And then working with MPTN, and we talked about the criteria before, which was based on that document that I sent to the PMB earlier, drawn with the Executive Search Committee, which essentially listed our priorities in terms of things we're looking for, experience in community radio, justice platforms, et cetera. Broadcast experience, and on the basis of that, MPN looked at that criteria and created a three-tiered system, A-list, B-list, and C-list, which would probably be those that were not deemed appropriate. We have received copies of the candidate grid, which shows which candidate received which grading on their behalf. What we then did is that we looked at all of the A-list resumes that we had received. There were 10 at that time. We discussed them at a committee meeting together with MPPN, and as a result of the Executive Search Committee consensus, we eliminated 5 and left 5 in the pool. We also asked to look at the candidates that had been ranked B-list. And we have been forwarded those resumes, and we'll be meeting probably this Thursday to discuss those and see if there's any of those that we want to include in the going forward pile. The plan is the next stage is that once that final pool has been developed, say maybe 10 candidates or so, that we would then move to phone, and I put and or video conference. MPPN is looking into doing that, but again, it's a cost consideration, so it will probably be a phone interview conducted with the Executive Search Committee and those, say, 10 candidates who have survived those levels of scrutiny. We will have phone interviews, and MPPN is already gathering a list of suggested questions, and of course, we'll have our own. After that, we plan to vote and determine which ones we want to invite to Houston for in-person interviews with the PMB. And I mentioned in my report that given the cost, because we would have to fly them in, on Thursday in order to be available on Friday, or actually Friday morning, because we're proposing not interviewing till Friday afternoon, and then house them Friday night and Saturday night. So we're trying to limit to keep it to about five candidates, which is about what MPPN estimates it would be. Between three and five, actually, is the number they have given. Our procedure that we talked about, and this was also talked about in the coordinating committee, was to interview the five candidates, or three to five candidates, on Friday afternoon between one and five. That would allow ample time to take care of other business that morning. Each interview taking about 45 minutes, with questions being filtered for 30 minutes by the executive search committee, similar to what we did for the IED, actually exactly what we did for the IED, and then 50 minutes by the PMB. The PMB would receive resumes of all of these candidates before the meeting, including their salary requirements. We would then adjourn, and that would be an executive session, and what the proposal was is that we would not take a vote until Saturday, leaving Saturday open to deal with budgets and other issues, and between 5 and 6, we would go back into executive session. This would be post-public comments, and we would then decide to vote on which top two finalists we wanted to invite back for Sunday. And the others would be, you know, said thank you, but let go. And the top two would then meet with us Sunday, followed by a vote. There's the question of what should happen on Sunday. One proposal is to have a public forum, and you receive that from Bob and Fatty, and that would be a sort of like a public forum opportunity and a town hall kind of audition thing, and something along the lines of what we did with the former selection. And the other proposal is to meet an executive session with the finalists to answer questions from the PMB, which would be followed then by a vote. The final selection, the final selection would then, of course, be subject to negotiations with the candidate, but we would already have their salary and other requirements, when making the final vote. The decision tonight is whether or not to go forward with the schedule, how we want to do Sunday, and, of course, there's some other questions that have been raised subsequently in emails regarding criteria and the like. The other item before us is that Brian DeShazer has requested to become a part of the Executive Search Committee. Our initial motion, which was passed at the meeting in New York, indicated that we would have two general managers non-voting on this committee. Brian is, of course, not a general manager. We also said there would be an additional slot for a non-management staff person drawn from the national office and the archives, and that has that materialized, and the archive staff indicated they would like Brian to serve on that committee. He has phoned me about it and sent an email as well, and I told him I would bring it up before us. If he were to join the committee, in effect, he would be part of the culling of resumes from here forward, and also would be part of the initial interviews with the five candidates in Houston. He would not have a vote on the committee, of course. That's my report. If there's anything anyone else from the Executive Search Committee would like to add, please do so now.
This is Bob. And just quickly, that the NPPN firm told us that resumes are coming in at about the rate of one a day, and that there's some new ones that look very good. So, there'll be some real choices.
One information. So that's in addition to 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still coming in, and like the current ad, you know, which is a print ad. There's still things that are coming in, and there's some very good candidates. They believe they've already forwarded us since we last met two additional A-list candidates, and with more to follow.
I have a question.
I have a couple when the ESC members have finished also. I'd like to get on the stack.
Right. Wendy, is there anything you'd like to add, or Fatty, anyone?
I think you basically hit most of the things.
Okay.
Just one really quick thing, though, Mark. Just so the rest of the board knows, the ESC has tried to work in a consensus basis. And if you're wondering how the five got knocked off and five did remain, stay behind, we did do some ranking. Individual people, you know, did ranking. And so that's how five were knocked off. And some of the five that stayed on, I'm actually not so happy with. But, you know, it's a consensus basis, and we're still going to look back at them later on. So it's not the final before we send them off to the full board.
And I did want to add to that, and thank you, Freddy, on that. Two observations, and then I'd like to, you know, open it up to members, you know, of the PMB for questions or whatever. But I do want to say two things. One is that this has not been an attempt, although our meetings are an executive session because we are discussing individuals and things of that nature. I know that Fatty, whenever we have a meeting, he forwards the notice that I send to the committee on to the PMB along with the phone number and the time and the agenda. And so anyone is free to, you know, listen in. Again, we said it would be a silent participation because we are trying to get it forward. I want to remind everyone that we do have representation from all five stations. We also have affiliates, and we have general managers weighing in. The attendance at the meetings has been extremely good. There are a couple of members, general manager could probably do a better job of it. But other than that, we have had a good meeting, frequent meetings, and this is the best committee I've ever served on, and no offense to all the others. But, I mean, we stay focused on what we're doing. We listen to everyone. And we try to stay on focus that we're trying to get the best candidates. It's not our final decision. It's the PMB's final decision. We're simply trying to cull through the list to come up with those candidates who seem to meet the criteria that we have all agreed upon and the list that was shared in terms of their focus, their experience, their capabilities, their demonstrated commitment, not just voiced commitment, their demonstrated commitment to the principles that we hold dear, as well as their experiences in terms of handling the many challenges facing that position. And I think that you will ultimately be pleased with the candidates that appear before you. And with that, I'd like to, you know, take on any questions, or the committee as a whole, take on any questions anyone might have. And, Steve, I just want to say before that I welcome back, and I'm glad things are going well on your end.
Thank you.
So, please, fire away.
After Dave, I could get on stack.
Julie, are you going to...
Hello?
Are you going to call on people?
Sorry, I had it muted. I was just saying that I heard originally Teresa and then Dave, and then was just asking if there were others.
Sarv?
Okay, why don't we start
Rob.
With... What was that?
Rob.
Oh, Rob. I'm sorry, Rob. Why don't we start with that stack? So, Teresa?
First of all, someone told me that Brian DeShazer was not coming to this PNB meeting. Does anyone know if that's true?
That's true.
That is the case.
Okay. Just wanted to know for housing's sake.
You mean the PNB meeting or the ESC meeting?
Yes, this PNB meeting.
Okay. That I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. He's not coming.
Okay. Just wanted to know that. I am concerned that if we're waiting to do these phone interviews, if we wait too long, then our plane tickets are going to be very, very expensive for these people. And at the risk of, you know, my question is, how can you speed that up so you do these telephone interviews with these people like before Thursday, because it really needs to be done quickly. The other issue that I'm concerned about is, lost my train of thought. I should have written it down. You'll have to tell me what people are coming.
Okay.
Please come back to me because I forgot. I lost my train of thought, but I do have one other question.
All right, Teresa, all I can say about the timing is, and keep in mind that this process really got me. I mean, we had a lot of initial issues when we, you know, got underway. It's actually been moving along It's been very quick. Of course, we don't want to be foolish about it. We don't want to in our haste make a mistake here. But we're going to try to push it forward. Between now and Thursday would be impossible. We still have the B-list candidates and the additional A-list candidates to call. What we're hoping to do and accomplish by Thursday is to whittle the list down, plus any that have trickled in, you know, this week, get the list down to those individuals and agree this Thursday on which ones we want to invite for phone interviews, with the understanding that should... Hello?
Go.
Is something wrong? Hello?
Sound like we got a wire crossed.
Yeah. All right, with the understanding
that... So you're saying
that
by this Thursday, you'll know who the 3 to 5 people are?
No, by by this Thursday, our goal by this Thursday is to know who the 10 people are, and again, we're using rough numbers, that we want to invite for phone interviews to get it down to 3 to 5.
Upon information?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
You said there's a one-a-day new candidates coming in, and so the 5 candidates you have already dwindled down to, they might not be the same candidates after you get through the other 5.
Exactly.
So.
Well, I mean, what we have to do, first of all, we have the quote B candidates to discuss, and some of the, you know, we need to look at those. We'll also look at whatever are deemed to be A-list candidates who come in, as well as any B-list candidates this week. Now, I put a call in to NPPN today, but they were not able to get back to me to give you a more accurate account of what the number is. But given, remember, on our IED, I think we had like 6 applications or whatever. There's a large number here, 70 and growing. I think that we'll have, I feel confident we'll have a sufficient number of people to do a phone interview with.
Okay.
Whether it will be 10 SARs, I can't tell you because it all depends on, you know, on what shakes. I haven't reviewed the new resumes at all, so I can't tell you about, you know, where they stand.
Hello?
Listen, I think I had the floor when I was asking my question, Sarv. Can I finish?
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay. Can we, Mark, have the name of the candidates by the 6th of September? Because they have to make their plane tickets for the 2-week cutoff. They need to have their plane tickets, I would think, by the 21st, so they can be interviewed on the 22nd and the 23rd. Do you think you can conduct those interviews and notify those people by the 6th of September?
Madam Chair, can I answer that? Mark, can I answer that as well?
Please, Fatty.
Personally, and I'm speaking for myself here as a member of the committee, but not for the committee. I don't want to be tied down to any date because, you know, once these, let's just say September 7th comes, and here comes this awesome resume, I mean, I don't want to have to be tied down just for a couple of $100 extra.
Well, I would like to say something.
Oh, hold on, let me ask you,
okay.
Please.
Okay.
Because I really think that this is a crucial thing that we're doing here. This is the executive for the organization, and so a few extra $100 I don't think is going to hurt in the long run.
Well, I would like to say
something. That's the way I look at it.
I would like to say something. I don't know
Chair,
whether...
are we going in order, or is this a back and forth?
Well, this is my second...
a discussion, but what I'd like to suggest that, I mean, for the sake of the committee, as well as for just, you know, a good faith effort to save the foundation money, that the ESC will make every good faith effort to, you know, to identify these candidates in advance so that we can save the foundation money, but that they won't jeopardize the process of being thorough and reviewing every applicant and resume that we receive.
Yeah. Well, I would say,
money, so.
Yeah. Julie, I would say wholeheartedly to that, and what I was going to say before you interjected was that what I will do, and I'm sure what we'll do is we'll talk about that on Thursday. Look at those dates. Keep in mind the September 6th date, and if there are any candidates, for example, the 5 that have already gone through that we are definitely feeling, that we can begin to extend those invitations so that we can reduce costs. So, yes, we'll do everything possible in keeping in mind the cost factor here?
Well, I want to say before I...
Point of order.
Oh, please.
Teresa, I believe we said each person would speak for 2 minutes and we would go in order, so I don't mean to be rude.
Well, can I just make one sentence then, please? I find it highly irregular that we've paid this much money for a search firm and yet we don't have a due date, and I wish we would select a due date and stop taking apps. Thank you.
Hey, Dave.
Well, we're at time for this item, so unless people are going to move to extend time, I think we're done.
Okay, is there a motion to extend?
Move to extend time for another 10
I'll
minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none. Dave?
Two quick things. One is I hope that it can be held, the position can be held open long enough to have it advertised on Democracy Now. I know in the one meeting I sat in on, there was some discussion. I don't know if it's been advertised there or not lately because I've been busy with other things, so I don't know. But I think that would be a very important pool of people to get the word out to. The other question just related to something that was in Mark's written report, which concerns the manner of voting. The manner of voting for the executive director, and I think that's an important issue. The bylaws state that we must use instant runoff voting. That's my comments.
Well, with respect to the first, what was the first comment?
Democracy Now and what's
the
deadline?
Okay, once again, we don't control the Democracy Now decisions. We have contacted Democracy Now. We sent them the audio port. You know, our recordings are available on the audio port. We sent them information about it. Wendy contacted her. She took the initiative there. Wendy, you want to speak on the Democracy Now?
Yeah, I talked to Amy Goodman, and she seemed very favorable to the idea, and she told me to send her all the stuff, which I did, and I haven't heard anything back, and I haven't been able to reach her again. If anybody is talking to Democracy Now! During the next week, I wish that they would, you know, bring this up as well. But, you know, they seem very favorable to the idea. I mean, it's in their best interest for Pacifica to get a great ED as well as ours, and we just know that our next ED is listening to that show. So that's all. I don't have a – I did not end up with a firm commitment. I got a, yes, that's a good idea, and that's as far as it went. But
I mean, just listening to Democracy Now! With its format, the way, you know, I mean, we have made attempts, and we will continue to do so, I guess, to answer that, and I want to applaud Wendy for taking the initiative there. I also sent an email to Ambrose asking him to, you know, put his influence in that direction, and Ambrose, do you have anything on that?
We've done it.
And what response? Any response?
Not yet.
All right, so the only thing we can do and from this meeting is Ambrose and Wendy, I mean, if we could continue to do what we can to influence, you know, we certainly will do that. And that's one of the reasons when you talked about due dates, we want to try to keep it open-ended, understanding that we have to have a cutoff and we have to move forward, but also recognizing that, you know, we want to be open to any new avenues of outreach to the very last minute. Before we have to say, okay, fine, no more. And we're looking into, you know, the beginning of September to do that. We have not come up with an exact date yet. We've discussed it, and we will come up with a date once we see how the flow is going and look at the caliber of the resumes that we're going to discuss on Thursday. The other issue that was raised was, I've lost it.
It was the voting method, but I don't think we have time tonight.
No, we don't, and we don't have to make a decision on that. I understand what you're saying, Dave, and I remember the method that we used for the IED, which kind of deviated a little bit from that as well, and but it seemed to help us. So let's just leave that.
Yeah, I think there's a solution that we can come up with.
Okay, I agree. So we'll leave that for another time. That's a little bit in further down.
Great.
Okay. Are there any other questions, Rob? You said I'm sorry, Julie. You have the stack.
Oh, go for it, Rob.
Well, in the interest of time, I just had some questions about what the committee's been doing, the timetable, what the attendance has been,
what the key criteria are and if we've got questions that have been drafted for these interviews. And if you can answer those questions for me, Mark, there's no sense in dragging the discussion out in this forum.
Okay, yes, and what I will tell you again, what I've asked for and I did not receive today, and my apologies on that. So what you will be receiving from me, or from the committee rather, is a listing of all of the outreach places. You'll get a list of everywhere we have advertised, every listserv, every print ad. You will get that listing so that you can see, you know, for yourself the attempted outreach vehicles. You will get that. You will also, I'm going to resend out the criteria listing that I included on that email prior, just so it's clear again. And actually, Rob, I'm going through all of your questions. The only one with respect to attendance, I mean, I don't have the exact, I'm not exactly clear what, I mean, it's been a representative body. In terms of voting members of the committee, the attendance has been like, you know, 98%. The non-voting members of the committee fluctuates. The voting members are always there.
Yeah, I'm from everything I've heard, Mark, you and Fadi and Wendy are very scrupulous. There's some questions I'd like to be informed about before I go into the meeting in September and start looking at people.
Understood. With respect to the last one, the questions, no, we have not shaped those yet, but when we shape those questions out, we'll certainly share those. Again, the attempt is to move it forward and not overwhelm your calendars, but at the same time, you know, let you know so there are no surprises. The questions are still being formulated. They have not been formulated yet. The executive firm is, of course, working to help us with that because that's part of what we're paying them to do. But we will also, as you know, Pacifica, have our own questions. And I'll make sure that you get those and the criteria, the listing, the dates. I will let you know, Fatty will let you know, by continuing to forward to you the notices that will let you know when those interviews will be conducted, and you're certainly free to listen into those as well. We're not trying to establish a separate tier here. We're definitely all in this together. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send you, when I send your email specific, I got it today, but I didn't have time to respond to it.
Sure.
I will respond to it, and I'll just, if you don't mind, just send that to everyone else as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so give me till Friday about on that. It's a crazy week.
No problem.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob. Julie, I think that's it on this report.
Adam Chair, it's Marty.
Not quite.
Julie?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there were more questions. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I heard Marty, Sarv, and then there was one other voice.
Bob.
Sarv's been on for a while.
I think Sarv's first, yeah.
That's all right. Is that okay for me to go?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, first of all, I want to thank you and the committee for all the diligent work and beautiful work. I had just only a couple of small questions. One was the time allocated to the PNB as a whole in asking the questions of the five candidates. And my opinion was that since the ESC it would have already spent a fairly good amount of time with the candidates in vetting them, that we give more time to PNB members who haven't had occasion to meet them or read them or ask questions. So instead of 15 minutes, I think in the last IED, we also gave more time to the PNB. So if you could consider that, I would appreciate it.
Oh, sure. I would just say that the whole... One of the reasons why, I mean, again, some of this is considered, quote, best practices. They say usually the search committee that has done that conducts the primary questioning like we did before, although I think if you recall, the questions are kind of broad enough and our committee diverse enough that it generally hits on a lot of things. And then we turn to the PNB, but for perhaps 15 minutes is a problem. I guess it's mainly the time problem, which we'll have to settle tonight. 1 to 5 in the afternoon, depending on the number of candidates, is really, I mean, 1 to 5, is kind of where the whole question of how much time is. But I'm open, and I'm sure the committee is. And why don't we put on the committee agenda, if you'd like, for the ESC to, I don't know, talk about what's the better way to do it. I got your email.
Thank you. Well, that's that's pretty much it. Also, another question I had was, we're going to keep all the, the two candidates we keep for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the other three will be let go on Saturday?
Well, the problem is that until we do the vote, we don't know. Now, I mean, if we did the vote early Saturday, we could send, you know, we could send the others home, and they wouldn't. We wouldn't have the Saturday night. But for them to make plans, you see, that's where the problem comes in. Until we take the vote to narrow it, everyone has to be kind of in the wings. And in fact, I think Marty had suggested maybe an opportunity. I mean, one thing we had said to them for the open sessions, the five candidates might want to, you know, hang around to meet Pacifica, to hear how we operate, you know, all of that kind of thing, which also I think was a good benefit for the IED, because some of the candidates who hung around, we decided we didn't want to see the next day. But you know what I mean. Think about it that way.
Okay.
That was just a joke, streamers.
That's okay. Thank you. Thank
Actually,
you.
It went more the other direction, if I recall.
Well, and one of the things, too, is that I think in the agenda item for this meeting that we have on the PNB meeting, we can also look at how we allocate time and what the agenda for the PNB meeting in Houston looks like. So,
and that's a great idea, because I only know about the, you know, what the ESC is asking. There's a lot of other real estate we've got to cover, a lot of other committees, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So I think maybe doing that in a more, in, you know, kind of in a broader sense, and just looking at, you know, some of the ESC's suggestions. Obviously, they'll go into that discussion, but if we can hold off that discussion just a little bit until we get, you know, to the PNB meeting agenda item, that would be great.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
This is Patty. Can I make a comment after, please, once too?
Yeah, Marty's next, and then we have Bob. And
point of
Patty.
Order.
Yeah.
I believe we're at time.
Okay,
move
we're
to stand. 5 minutes.
I so moved.
Is there a second?
I second that.
Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none. Marty?
Well, I just wanted to urge inclusion of Brian DeShazer in the committee. I know it's a bit late in the process, and he, as I understand it, will not be at the PNB meeting, but I think that we did make a provision for it in New York, and I think his input would be very valuable. So I don't know if a motion is in order.
Yeah, Marty, could you present a motion?
Yeah, I move that the ESC include Brian DeShazer from the Pacifica Radio Archives.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections?
None.
All right, hearing none. So moved.
Okay.
I will send an email out to Brian, a CC to the board, and invite him to our Thursday meeting.
Great. And then I just wanted to say one more thing, is that I do hope we'll have an opportunity to meet these candidates in a social setting, as well as kind of sitting across the table and grilling them. And I think it would be helpful. And we can reserve that discussion for the PNB discussion. But
Well, Marty, one thing I'll say is one of the reasons why we put off the vote until Saturday was I know with Houston there will be some kind of gathering on Friday. And, I, of course, we'll invite all the candidates to attend. And we're hoping that that will give a chance for us to network with one another and also to meet the candidates informally so that we can have a more informed vote on Saturday.
That's good.
Yeah, we are definitely planning festivities for both Friday and Saturday night with lots of food, good food.
I love Houston. I just want to go on the record. I love Houston.
Well, I have to say, this is Teresa. I have to say,
so
if
we
you
have a stack right now.
What?
Thank you, Teresa. All right.
I don't know what, I mean, our meeting is from 6 until 10, so if you want a social event, it's going to be, or 6 to 9, it's going to be after 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, we can discuss that further during the PNB agenda item. Next on the stack, Bob.
Julie, I just wanted to ask if I should hold off on this proposal that Fatty and I have for a public session with the candidates until that later item, or should we do that now?
That would be my suggestion once we figure out what all the time issues are with the other agenda items.
Okay,
Thank
That's
you.
It. I'm done.
Patty?
That's fine with me.
Oh, I did want to add one thing, because, Rob, I did hear your email. When I read your email, there was that one thing about the ESC not reading consensus again or something. I mean, I figured it was a bad day, but, I mean, we actually do meet it quite often, remarkably so. And when we do have a difference of opinion where, I mean, it's just a matter of how you want to look at it, we like to defer to the PMB and come to them as opposed to trying to, you know, and then, you know, go to the greater wisdom of the body. And that's just what's happening with the question of Sunday. Nothing more than that.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Last, Patty, and then we're going to wrap up this agenda item.
Can we be given a list of improper questions to ask the candidates? I believe there's probably, you know, things like you can't ask certain political questions of candidates and things like that. I think we got in a little hairy place there last time, and we should make sure that we all the members have a list of the kind of things that you're not free to ask, so we don't get in that kind of trouble and open ourselves to suit.
Can I add that, Mark?
Mark, is that something standard that the firm can provide?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, first of all, it's a great question. And I do know, of course, we have an HR director now. And I guess Ambrose will be talking about that. We can lean on them. The executive search firm, yes, and in fact has provided guidance so far with respect to our own discussions about what areas are, you know, are not appropriate. So, yes, you will receive guidelines along with the packet, again, with the resume, the interview follow-up, the salary requirements of that particular candidate, any other concerns and issues that might be relevant with respect to the hiring of that candidate, logistics, et cetera, start date possibilities. You'll have a full plate in front of you so that you can make the best decision possible. And I will make sure, and I'm sure the committee will, that you get guidance on appropriate questions with respect to HR directives and laws.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mark.
Madam Chair, it is time.
Okay, so moving on to the next agenda item, we have the National Finance Committee report.
And thank you all, everyone. Okay.
And thank you, Mark, and the entire committee. You all are doing tremendous work, and
thank you,
we really appreciate the load that you're carrying.